Green Willow Books, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers and Harper Audio present Trouble Finds Plum by Matt Phelan. Performed by Maxwell Glick. For Jasper. Chapter 1. A Rainy Gray Day. Some days are just perfect for a trip to the zoo. Clear blue skies, pleasant sunshine, warm but not sticky hot. This was not one of those days. Cold rain fell on the Athensville Zoo. The sky was a deep gray color. The early evening air was chilly with a bitter wind. Few visitors had braved the weather all day. The zookeepers hurried from one chore to the next, huddling indoors whenever possible. The zoo animals also stayed indoors or tucked in their cozy shelters. Mike the alligator slipped beneath the surface of his lagoon. The peacocks, who usually greeted all visitors, perched in the thick branches of the great tree at the center of the zoo. All but one peacock, that is. Plum, a peppy little purple peacock, was doing what he always did, enjoying every moment of his life at the wonderful Athensville Zoo. Plum chirped a little tune as he hopped over puddles along the path. Then he hopped into each puddle with a chilly, cheerful splash. Ta-da! Sang Plum as he landed in the biggest puddle of all. Sadly, no one was there to see his splash. Why does the rain keep so many people home? Splashing is smashing, said Plum. A loud crash from behind a nearby snack shack made Plum jump. That was no splash, said Plum. Plum went to investigate. There, beside an overturned trash can, stood a child in a wet, fuzzy gray coat. Oh, hello, chirped Plum. Did you get separated from your mom? The zoo is about to close, but I'm sure we can... The child turned slowly. It was not a child at all. It was a wet, fuzzy, gray raccoon. What did you say, pigeon? Asked the raccoon. Excuse me, said Plum.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?